back into the house. Let's all stand. We're going to sing Onward, Christian Soldiers.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master pleads against the poor. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, at the sign of triumph, Satan's hope doth flee. And then Christian soldiers unto victory, hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise.
Be back this evening. I told my wife, I don't think I've used that. I keep an eye on the time. This morning I did not. And I said, what did I? I didn't even remember chasing Burmese rabbit trails, but I didn't get to point number five. And I just want to give it to you for a moment. I had the Christ, the soul winner's example, common sense for the soul winner, consideration for the soul winner, conversation, some convincing conversation needed for the soul winning, and then cashing in from soul winners. Now, how many of you have ever heard of pyramid scheme? Some of them actually work. Some of them are a good thing, and some of them are a good thing for the one that's at the top and not so good for the other ones. But I had that Christianity cashing in for soul winners is probably one of the greatest pyramid schemes. What I mean by that is you lead someone to the Lord, and then they're over here, and then they lead some folks to the Lord, and then they lead folks to the Lord, and all that, you get some credit for all that. So all those tracts you passed out, all those bus kids you brought to church, all those folks, again, years ago, the first person I had a hand in getting saved was my best friend, Mark Bowen. I hadn't talked to him in 20 years. I called one time on his phone wondering if he was still in church. And his phone message was, this is the Bowen residence, the Bible says, and then gave a verse and talked about the Lord. So in getting Mark saved all those years ago when I was just a kid, because of him, his wife is saved and his kids are saved. And anyone, so again, when you're a child of God and you get people saved and you have, by the way, if you give money to the church and that goes toward the buses and toward the missions program and so on and so forth, again, you get involved in that. You get some credit for that, for getting people saved. So it's amazing that we can be responsible for hundreds, even thousands, possibly tens of thousands of people getting saved when we go out and lead people to the Lord and then they turn around and lead people to the Lord. So this is not one of those things. You're not going to be driving a pink car. If you sell Mary Kay and people under you sell enough stuff, you're getting, we're not giving any pink cars away, but you can have a crowd of folks waiting for you when you get to heaven and rejoicing because you showed them how to get saved or gave them a track or helped pay for the bus ministry or missions or something like that. And again, all of us ought to be active soul winners, and then we also ought to have some other avenues like with missions. I don't talk to folks in Mexico, but Brother Wynn does. I don't talk to folks in Russia, but we have missionaries that do, or in China, but we have missionaries that do, and they do that on our behalf if we're supporting them with missions. And so, again, soul winning is one of those things every Christian should do in as many different avenues as you possibly can to get people saved. Good to see you tonight. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Father, I ask you tonight, as we always do, we ask now that you'd fill Brother Taylor with your power, speak through him tonight in the message, and I pray, Lord, that you'd be with us, that we might receive something from the message, be a help and a blessing to us, be with the folks with the singing so special, and Lord, be with our singing program tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
All right, we're going to sing a Fanny Crosby song, "To God Be the Glory."
To God be the glory. Great things he had done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear. Let the people rejoice, oh come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he had done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. Blessed offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he had done.
You'll hear a little bit about this in a minute, about singing and shouting, that type of stuff. We're supposed to do that for the Lord Jesus. So in this song, we're going to talk about praise the Lord. I mean, I'd like to hear, you know, praise the Lord. Some sound here. All right, so here's the last verse.
Great things he had taught us, great things he had done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when...
Sing it out.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he had done.
Don't forget to pray for baby Robert. He is doing better, but keep him in prayer. Was born yesterday at 11:50-something, I believe. Then also don't forget to pray for Brother Lear's family. Pray that some of them will still get saved. Again, the gospel is given out at the funeral. And then I know Brother Lear has been witnessing to many of his relatives for years, but pray for them. There's still several of them that are not saved, so pray for them. And pray for Brother Lear and the family in the loss of Mom and Grandma. So, again, for those of you who still have your parents alive, you ought to make sure you talk to them and spend some time with them, because you never know. I can tell you when they get older, it doesn't take much to, I mean, they can be doing great, and then they can get a urinary tract infection or get a cold or get something, and they just never recover from it. I mean, they can go down quickly. So, again, the fact that they are healthy right now doesn't mean, because when they get older, they recover so much slower from stuff, and stuff has a tendency to really give them problems. So make sure you spend time with Mom and Dad and family members if you can. Don't forget to pray for Preacher. Pray for Gladys, Rebecca, Deanna, the Wallace family, the President, and then again, I know we have some other folks that are sick that I might not know about, but to keep them in prayer. Again, there's some election stuff on the, there's two different papers. one that tells you the different positions of our two candidates for president, and then another paper that gives you the positions, gives you whether they're liberal, moderate, or conservative, and it even has some in between because some of them are somewhat liberal or somewhat conservative or somewhat some of them are in the middle and just called moderate, but that means then there's others that said not evaluated. That means they either didn't send them the papers or they didn't respond to the papers. And so, again, good way to follow that up. It's always easier for you to already have an idea and a ballot before you go in, because sometimes if you're like me, I don't like waiting on people. So if I'm over there and someone's standing there for 3 hours at the ballot box, what it means is they didn't know ahead of time what they were doing. So best, there's stuff you can find. You can even find a ballot probably online, right, Charlie? They can look at a ballot online, even to see all of, if you need to write stuff off, you can do that. They don't care if you take paperwork in there. You say, how do you know? Because I've taken papers before with me, because sometimes, especially when we was having runoffs between two Republican candidates, I wanted to know which one was the better of the two, or the three, or the 12, because sometimes there's several. I would have the one written down, because it's not like I would have remembered all of those. So again, you can take something in with you, and again, please vote, and vote early, preferably. I don't care when you vote, but you just want you to vote. Also, you ought to encourage others to vote, and you ought to do all you can to influence folks to vote correctly. There are a lot of folks that listen to the news media. If you've listened to the news media lately, it's actually surprising. Mr. Wolf, what is his last name, Blitzer? He actually got attacked by Mrs. Pelosi. Of course, it doesn't take much to get attacked by Mrs. Pelosi. He simply questioned her, and she got all bent out of shape. And then she called him a Republican surrogate. And I thought, the news media, it's been a long time since any of them has been called a Republican surrogate. And then he was really shocked as well. But anyone, it's been so long since they've been questioned. It's been so long since they've had anyone question them or try to get the news out of them, whether it's Mr. Biden and his family or Mrs. Pelosi, that they are shocked and surprised when someone tries to get them to make a comment about something. So, ought to be, someone today thanked me for wearing my hat, and they said, I don't tell people who I'm voting for because they all get mad at me and argue with me. And as I walked away, I thought, we should be loud and proud. And so, again, proud that you're an American, and proud, again, for the fact that you and I have a right to vote. I'm not a big Facebook fan. I was really put out with the fact that Facebook and all the rest of those folks. One of the guys today I was listening to said, could you imagine if he was on a phone call and he was talking to somebody and all of a sudden the line went dead? And because they had decided that you shouldn't be talking about that, so they shut off the phone. That's really what they did when they shut off Facebook and some of that stuff this week. They decided that they was going to censor what people were saying, so they shut that down. And again, you would not think that could happen in America. We're not in China. If we was in China, that stuff happens all the time. You disagree with the government or the folks in power, and you don't have a voice. But we wouldn't think that would happen in the United States. But it's like your phone got shut off today. You was in a phone conversation with somebody, voicing your opinion. They decided they didn't like your opinion, so they shut your phone off. And by the way, you and I should not stand idly by and let that happen either. We should fuss about that. Another thing is, please keep in mind when you're around here, we still have some folks we have some elderly that come to church because they really want to come to church, and we want to do all we can to protect them. If you have any symptoms or you think you might be sick, stay home that service. We want you to come to all the services, but if you think you might be sick, then stay home till you're for sure. Also, Sean and family, let's rotate all the pews we've been sitting on, put the signs on the other pew, and we'll rotate the pews. So hopefully we'll let those pews sit idle that you've been on for a little while and rotate that around. We're trying to do all we can to keep you safe, but you need to help us as well. So again, hand sanitizer, face mask, and again, the face mask. I know the Wallace's wore theirs everywhere. So the face mask may not be 100%. There's no way it'll protect you all the time. But again, most people that get sick don't have the face mask on or didn't wear the face mask all the time. So again, be wise. We've got some folks that do want to come to church and are a little nervous. It's good to see Mrs. Plumstead this morning. But again, and Mrs. Garcia tonight. Hi, Miss Garcia. Good to see Mrs. Garcia. I just mentioned her this morning, but I mentioned she sits over here, but I forget she doesn't sit over here much anymore. She sits with the Prados. She used to sit with the Millikens all the time, but she's sitting with the Prados. So, Nathan, you weren't here this morning. Let's find someone that was here this morning. Mrs. Cool, she was here this morning. How did she hear about Liberty Baptist Church? A track. Teenagers on Saturday left a track on her door, and she came to Liberty Baptist Church because of that. And all these years, she's still been coming, and that's a big blessing. So if you're wondering whether tracks work, yes, they do. Now, they're not 100%. They don't work as much as word of mouth does, coming out of your mouth, but they still work. So, again, pass out tracts and get the gospel out. Also, there's still some food out on the table. If you're interested in that, you're welcome to that. The Sharps have been bringing stuff. Brother Steve and his missus have been, they've been bringing stuff. So there's food on the table. If you need some of it, or if you know someone that needs some of it, take that. And if you want to thank someone, you can thank them.
All right, let's all stand, sing the Banner of the Cross. Wait a minute, let's try that one more time.
There's a royal banner given for display in the soldiers of the King. As an ensign fair, we lift it up today, while as ransomed ones we sing. Marching on, marching on, for Christ's gown everything belongs, and to crown Him King, toll and sing, beneath the banner of the cross. Though the foe may rage and gather as the flood, let the standard be displayed, and beneath its folds as soldiers of the Lord, for the truth be not dismayed. Marching on, marching on, for Christ count everything my loss, and to crown Him King, call and sing, need the banner of the cross. When the glory haunts His drawing very near, in His hastening day by day, for our King the foe shall disappear, and the cross the world shall sway. Marching on, marching on, for Christ count everything the loss, and to crown Him King, call and sing, lead the banner of the cross.
A few announcements before we take up the offering. On the voting here, on this one here, it doesn't have it, but this is pretty much the folks that you're going to be voting for unless you're in the city of San Antonio. I believe there's three, proposals they have on there for San Antonio. So if you live in the city of San Antonio, you have three additional ones that are not on here. The other thing is, I have a tip for all those who preach here at the church. I found out a way to get people to listen on purpose. So for the sales, if you can cut the audio real quick. As far as how to get people to listen to the sermon. So we're good, Brother Sells. All right, let's go ahead and pray for the offering. Heavenly Father, we just thank You once again for this opportunity tonight, Lord, and just so grateful for all of the blessings that You do give to us, the protection You give to us, and just everything You do for us, Lord, and just pray that this offering might help meet the need of our church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Hannah. While she was singing, I just thought about something someone mentioned today. If you find, and this may happen at once while we do some, bring someone in that doesn't know how to behave, if you find that someone is either, again, the thing that happened this morning was someone was asking one of our, there was a young man, when I say that, there was a young male asking phone numbers of young ladies that shouldn't be asking phone numbers for. If you find that happens, bring it to me or Brother Castile or someone, and we will take care of that. Folks, our young ladies all feel safe, and they ought to be safe here at Liberty Baptist Church. I remember one time out knocking doors, one of our folks came to me afterwards, and they said, you know what he did? They had someone out with him. So when, after we, talked to this lady and led her to the Lord, he asked for her phone number. I mean, it wasn't the soul winner. It was the other guy. And So if you're wondering if someone's bold enough to do something that stupid, yeah, some people really are bold enough to do something that stupid. But if that happens, let us know. We are more than glad to take care of that. But again, we want our ladies and folks. And by the way, you ought to warn your kids about that. Just because someone comes to church, trust me, we haven't checked everybody out here. We have folks that are out of the bus or folks that come in from the street. We don't always know everything about them. They're not here tonight. That's the reason I'm saying it. But by the way, if they're here, I'd say it anyway. But again, we want to make sure our girls and ladies are safe. So if you're seeing someone act improperly toward one of our ladies or following our girls around or something, please point it out to us. I usually see if it's around my teenagers because I'm around the teenagers a lot. I don't notice it elsewhere, and I'm not everywhere at one time. So point it out to me, let me know, and I will check into it. If it's not true, then we will let it go. If it is true, we will put a stop to it because I'm not going to have that. Grab your King James Bible. Brother Taylor's going to preach to us, and you'll enjoy it.
All right, Psalm 66. I got a title for it. It's kind of a long title. From a Wounded Plight to a Wealthy Place. Psalm 66 and verse 10 says, "For Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brought us into the net. Thou laidst affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." And I guess as an introduction, I just wanted to let you know we're going to use some personal illustrations tonight. I don't normally try to do that. I was trained to use other illustrations, not make it about yourself, make it about others. And so I was trained to do that. And someone says, well, Paul did that a lot. I mean, in 2 Corinthians 11, I won't read the whole thing for sake of time, but there's about 20 places where he uses the word I in about 10 verses. I mean, I did this, I did that, and so on and so forth. He said I over and over again. But right after he said all those I's, he said he was beaten with whips at least 5 times, beaten with rods at least 3 times. He was stoned once, left for dead. I believe he actually died and revived by God. He shipwrecked 3 times, 24 hours adrift in the deep. And then to cap it off, verse 26, he said in 2 Corinthians 11, "In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among the false brethren." I mean, he had a right to say I. But I've been taught to use other people's illustrations rather than my own all the time. But Paul had a right to do that. Now, two things about that. First off, Paul was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So he wasn't subject to exaggeration. I'm not saying that anybody would ever exaggerate their personal story. Inflation or dramatization of the accounts. I mean, I've heard people tell the same story several times through the years, and by the time they get done, you know, the fish was this big, it's this big now. And second off, ain't none of us Paul the Apostle. So, you know, anyway, with that introduction, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the time I spent in the hospital. It was kind of a dark time, and so we'll talk about it a little bit tonight. We're really going to look more at Psalm 66 than anything else and try to see what we can get out of there. But I will give you an account of what happened in the hospital and what things happened after. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask that you bless what's going to be said. We need your power, as I always do. I ask that you meet with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. So, from a wounded plight to a wealthy place. In essence, my trip from COVID to comfort. And many of you know I ended up in the hospital for a week with the stuff. Most folks don't end up in the hospital with it. Particularly now, it seems like to me that the level of discomfort folks have, the level of sickness folks have of COVID these days is not quite as bad as even 3, 4, or 5 months ago. I don't hear people being on ventilators and dying every day. We did at the beginning. So it seems like it's lessened a little bit. So folks don't end up in the hospital as much as they used to, but unfortunately, I was one of those. Anyway, so Psalm 66, And we'll read a couple of these verses a few times. Psalm 66, verse 10, God lays this out. And these are some verses that God presented to me while I was in the hospital. While I was on my sickbed, thought it was my deathbed for a few minutes. Verse 10 says, "For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidst affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." Now, if you look at Psalm 66, it's kind of laid out pretty much in order. We'll give you the order as we go through. But we're only going to look at those middle verses, and really, I'm really just going to outline it for you. But Psalm 66 starts out in verse 1, says, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious." So the psalmist is giving us a command, and it's a command to all people. It's a charge to all persons. It's a call to the entire population to make a joyful noise unto God. Now, the word actually that's translated joyful noise in other places in the Bible, it's translated shout. It doesn't just say joyful noise. It's translated as shout. A very familiar account will help you understand this. Remember Jericho? Jericho, the unusual tactic, the technique, if you will, the terms that God laid out for Joshua so that the city would be attacked. They encompassed the town once a day for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, they did it 7 times. And verse 5, he gives the instructions. In verse 16, he tells what happened. So verse 5 in Joshua 6 says, "It shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall hear the word, shout with a great shout. And the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him." Verse 10, Joshua's telling them what to do, and Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout." Verse 16, "It came to pass on the seventh time when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city." So the word when God tells us to make a joyful noise, most of the places that's translated into shout. God wants us to make some noise sometimes. Well, let's think about Joshua and his folks and all the Israelites there and all the soldiers in particular. How loud do you think their shout was? I mean, how loud do you think their voices were? How loud do you think their shouting was? You know, it was probably loud and lively and large. I mean, God told them to shout and the walls came down. So the psalmist is commanding us to shout loudly about our God. One more example that will help you understand this word. Remember Gideon's 300? You know, they started with 32,000 and God whittled it down to 10,000 and finally down to just 300. But those 300 men that were around the camp, Gideon told them this. He said, "And they stood every man in his place." By the way, there's a pretty good... That's a good statement. "And they stood every man in his place." Wouldn't that be a blessing in Liberty Baptist Church and Christendom today that every person would stand in their place? But anyway, "And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran," and here's our word, "and cried and fled." So they cried. That word, when he says make a joyful noise, it's translated shout, but here it's translated cried. It's the same word. You ever been to a football game? Or how about a basketball game? Man, the fans, you know, short for fanatics, they are so loud. Back when the school, Liberty Christian Academy, had a basketball team, we used to go sometimes on the road, sometimes here. They played basketball. And, you know, folks were loud. especially at those blind refs. I mean, they made a lot of noise. But God is telling us, He's making a command. The psalmist is giving us a command to make a joyful noise or to shout unto God in all you lands. And then verse 2, he says this, sing forth the honor of His name, make His praise glorious. He said, sing. So not only are we supposed to shout, we're supposed to sing. I mentioned earlier in the song service, we're going to say something about that. When you sing, you ought to sing. I mean, use your muscles down here and push that voice out. Say, I'm afraid I might hit the wrong note. That's okay. I hit the wrong note all the time. I haven't died yet. I mean, you haven't thrown me out yet. Yep. I mean, it hadn't happened yet, but it's okay to make some unusual sounds. Just go ahead and shout and sing. I was thinking the psalmist commands us to make a joyful noise and shout and make a cry. I mentioned this morning. Some amens would be warranted sometimes. I mean, I don't know that you need to jump up and start running around and making all kinds of racket, but amens or praise the Lord or hallelujah or go get them or you treat that cat or something. That'd be okay. Psalmist commands us to make a joyful noise, to shout, to cry, to sing. We again mentioned this morning, 1 Samuel 17:20. And David rose up early in the morning to go and see that battle, left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. David was announcing. He was advertising. He was asserting which side he was on. If somebody came in here and visited Liberty Baptist Church, could they tell what side you're on? I mean, I guarantee if you go to a basketball game, you go to a football game, you'll know which side folks are on. Because when their team is doing bad, they'll be griping and moaning. When their team is doing good, they'll be shouting. So verse 2 says, sing forth the honor of His name, make His praise glorious. Now, in the English, honor and glorious looks like two separate words. Does it not? It looks like they're two separate words. Sing forth the honor of His name, make His praise glorious. In reality, they're the exact same words. I was looking at it when I was looking at it the other day and looking at these words. I looked up one and I saw how many times it was used in the King James Bible. I looked up the other, saw how many times. I thought, that's kind of strange. They use the exact same amount of times. That doesn't happen real often. Then I got to look a little more closely to it. It's the same word. It's the same word. Dr. Barnes had this to say about it. Sing forth the honor of His name. That is, celebrate an appropriate praise, the honor due to His name. Make the honor known in connection with songs. Make His praise glorious, literally place honor, His praise, that is, give Him honor, give Him praise. The meaning is, set forth His praise with songs, with music, with shouts, that will be the appropriate expression of the praise which is due to Him. I'm afraid sometimes that these wildfire churches have something that maybe we don't need all what they got, but we need some of it. I don't know that I want to go around and have clap praises for the Lord, but at least when they do that, you know what side they're on. They've been making a lot of noise to show which side of the street they are on,